Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú Nomion with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Trac O'Brien. A few months ago, we met with the Gaelic Woodland Project, which is run by skill-sharing volunteers, creating an ecologically complex patchwork of native habitats in Ireland. One of the big projects that they're planning at the moment is to acquire land for a native woodland to commemorate the 200th anniversary in 2045 of the Great Famine. To tell us a bit more about it, I met up with their founder and environmental scientist, Eoin Connaughton.
For me, when I look at the Irish diaspora that was really created during the famine and thereafter. You can see the deforestation of the island in the centuries prior. You can see the collapse of the Irish language and the emigration of generations of people around the world who still feel connected to the land and they want to come back here. They want to find a way to reinvigorate their roots. So this is a way to bring the entire Irish community. We're all intimately connected with this land in our own way. This is a place for us all to come together. So 70 million worldwide want to connect with their roots. What better way than to plant trees? So we want to create a forest together. And if we all work together, we can do something really, really significant. So we want to plant a native woodland, purely native woodland, but not just planting trees, but creating a tiered woodland. So that includes the great emergent trees, the elm, the oak, but then also the holly and the hazel, the second tier. We want to spend some time looking at the herbaceous layer, all the different flowers and the bryophytes, all the different mosses. We want to create something that replicates as best we can what Ireland could have looked like by using reports that have already been done. We know the species that are from our ancient woodland because we've done research into this. We've seen this, but they're so small and fragmented and they're scattered all around the place. And forests need to be large to survive because there are some species that only exist in the comfort in the middle of the forest. Yeah. So if it's too small, the conditions aren't right. So we want to make this chunky, big, trees, grassland, wetland features, pathways, and then in the middle of it, a commemorative standing stone to mark that time in history.
Is this going to be like based on what we were a forested land and we've lost that and this is about regaining an element of it?
That's it, exactly. Okay. To the best of our ability. There are a few ancient woodlands, but even these ancient woodlands, they're only from the 1600s that we know.
Yeah.
Up in Hazelwood, for example, in Sligo. So we know what plants were in there and we want to try and recreate that.
Okay. You're planning this for 2045.
Plenty of time.
So we're working ahead 21 years from now to work for this forest. If people want to get involved, if they like the idea of this, they want to get their hands dirty and get stuck in, can they help in some way?
Oh, if you're willing, we're ready for you.
Okay.
The entire charity is run by volunteers. So every donation that we get, we put towards the creation of forests. So if you want to get on board, you can leave a donation and that gives you a plot in the forest for your family. You get a 21-year license plot. So you can pass that on to your children or you can give it to your nieces and nephews. It can be renewed. Okay. And that 21-year renewal facilitates intergenerational cooperation. So if you do a donation now, somebody in your family can renew it in 2045 and then someone again can renew that in 2066.
Yes,
and
very
ad infinitum, because deforestation of Ireland took generations, so we need to create a culture that regenerates it. It's not going to happen in a lifetime, but we're just going to get in the flow and establish the foundation for that intergenerational cooperation.
And where you are at the moment is you have some land in Mayo.
So these four fields in Mayo are used for experimentation. We're going to be planting oak woodland, alluvial woodland, wet woodland, and we're going to be experimenting with permaculture principles as well. These four sites are going to be used to inform what we're going to do in the Great Forest.
And how big do you envisage the Great Forest to be in 2045?
Initially, I was thinking 50 acres.
Okay.
But I think we can do significantly more.
Wow. So GaelicWoodlandProject.com.
Yes.
People can go on there. You get more information about what you're doing with the project. And I wish you all the very best with this. Thank you very much, Eoin.
Thank you. Gairmeogadh.
The Gaelic Woodland Project have started fundraising and acquiring land for this massive undertaking. So what do you think of the idea?
I think it's a lovely idea.
Oh, it sounds like a really nice idea. I'd love to learn more about it.
Lovely idea. Really fitting. And, a throwback to Ireland of old.
A large forest.
I think it's a lovely idea. Yeah, I think the commemoration especially is lovely. It sounds like it would be a worthwhile venture and would be beneficial for the environment whilst also commemorating one of our most historic and tragic times.
A really inspiring idea and project from yet another voluntary-led grassroots group that are making a real difference to the environment around us. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.